USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Fall 2021 will look a lot different compared to last year for many students around the country. The CDC announcing Friday it's recommending all students return to the classroom. Dr. Anthony Fauci being asked if he's on board.
Yes, we want to get children back in school in person across the board as we enter into the fall term.
Fauci on ABC News Friday. The CDC says students benefit from in-person learning, and safely returning to in-person instruction in the fall 2021 is a priority. The CDC also recommends everyone get vaccinated, including those 12 and older. Those younger than 12 should wear a mask. Ultimately, these decisions are up to each school district. Those suspected in the assassination of Haiti's president being described as professional killers. That's what Haitian officials say. Over 2 dozen people believed to be responsible for Wednesday's deadly attack outside Port-au-Prince. 20 suspects arrested, 2 of them U.S. citizens. 13 are former members of Colombia's military. 5 more remain on the run. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The death toll keeps climbing in Surfside, Florida. More bodies found Friday in the rubble of a collapsed condominium near Miami. 15 bodies found Friday. That makes 79 dead. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
This is a staggering and heartbreaking number that affects all of us very, very deeply. Please, please continue to keep all of the families in your prayers and in your hearts.
61 people remain unaccounted for. Amidst the tragedy, one good story, though, a cat lost in the collapse found alive and returned to its owner Friday. Millions more dollars in student loan debt now canceled. President Biden on Friday forgiving almost $56 million worth of loans owed by 1,800 students. The Department of Education saying the students were victims of fraud by for-profit colleges. This makes over $1.5 billion of student loan debt the administration has wiped out for over 90,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Gas prices going up. Here's Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of gas is expected to increase between 10 and 20 cents a gallon nationwide by August. A AAA spokesman saying gas demand and more expensive crude oil prices are pushing gas prices higher. The group adding crude oil prices are likely to surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As opposition continues to grow to the Biden administration's plan to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to receive the COVID vaccine, reports surfacing that members of the Oregon National Guard will be used in the Beaver State. John Clemens reports.
Press California is reporting one tactic under consideration is to send out members of the Oregon National Guard to all the neighborhoods going door-to-door. Twyla Brace of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom has another idea.
My first thought was, don't open the door. It shows probably how the federal government has access to data on everybody's vaccination status because of the state vaccination registries. And so people should not just automatically open the door because somebody happens to be from the government.
Brace went on to say government agents may want to vaccinate you right there in your home or argue with you about why you should be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.